Older SeaAlaska shareholders have until November 20th to sign up for larger dividends. It's the first time the regional native corporation is making an extra payment to elders, but it's not the first corporation to do so. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
SeaAlaska shareholders already get a $2,000 check when they turn 65. It's from an elders trust established in the early 1990s. That came after a lobbying effort to modify the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which created the corporations. Rosita Worrell is SeaAlaska's board vice chairwoman.
We wanted to be able to give them special benefits, but we learned enough about corporations and realized that we could not give unequal distributions to special classes of shareholders. So at that point in time, in the mid-80s, we went back to Congress and we secured that right to give special benefits to special classes of shareholders, such as elders.
SeaAlaska later decided to do more for seniors. The board of directors proposed giving them an extra 100 shares of stock when they turned 65. That happened the same time the corporation also campaigned to give shareholders' descendants 100 shares. Worrell says that campaign raised concerns among some older members.
When we were actually doing the work, we noticed that our elders seemed to be quiet. And a concern they had was, you know, the dilution of stock. We knew that our elders lived on fixed incomes. So we just said we've got to do this for our elders.
The extra stock for seniors plan went before shareholders in 2007, but it failed to gain a majority of all possible ballots as required by corporate law. Officials went back to Washington and got Congress to change that to a majority of ballots cast, an easier goal. And earlier this year, the elders' dividend passed. SeaAlaska estimates about 2,200 shareholders are currently eligible, with more to come as they turn 65.
They will be getting money from our permanent fund and our operations, the profits from those. And it will be life estate stock. They have them as long as the elder, you know, is here.
The extra elders' shares cannot be voted during corporate elections, and their dividends do not include natural resource revenues, which have made up much of recent payments. That means this first elders distribution, to be sent out in early December, will total $135 per person. That's in addition to regular corporate dividends, about $1,230 for urban and at-large members, and about $135 for village shareholders and descendants. SeaAlaska is one of several Alaska Native corporations making extra payments to older shareholders, but they don't all do it the same way. Anchorage-based Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, for example, issues fixed $450 quarterly payments. University of Alaska professor Edgar Blatchford, a former Chugach CEO, says not all corporations can afford such programs.
It goes back to profitability. It goes back to the small base of shareholders that Chugach Alaska has. And so you don't need to make as much money, say, as a large corporation such as Doyon or SeaAlaska or Chelicity, where they have thousands and thousands of shareholders. You have to make one heck of a lot of money in order to have any sort of a distribution.
SeaAlaska's first elders' dividends will be issued around December 4th. To get the payment, eligible shareholders must opt in by returning a card sent by the corporation by the November 20th deadline. Those signing up after that date will be eligible for later distributions. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.